I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. As U.S. President George W. Bush continues his tour across Africa, Christian HIV/AIDS Ministry says additional U.S. funding is helping them. Compassion International's Amy Metzger says the $15 billion additional dollars has gone directly to the hospitals. That frees up their funds to focus on education, nutrition, treatment, and more than 15,000 kids are being helped. Since the president's funding goes directly to the hospitals, Metzger says it
doesn't affect our ability to share with people the gospel. When they need support, when they need to hear the gospel, we can share that freely.
There's a great hunger. You can help even more kids. Go to our website. Next, International Aid is introducing what's being affectionately called the Rambo Project in Honduras. Field Director Ronnie Mesa says they're assisting 38 villages by providing filters, water systems, community medicines, and stoves. It's a fast-moving community transformation project.
We have a team that is committed not only to the work that we do in the field, but also they have the faith that everything that we are doing now is because we have God's guidance in the field.
And Global Aid Network responded when mudslides devastated El Salvador 2 years ago. Now they're sending the first volunteer mission team there. El Salvador is the most densely populated country in Latin America, with nearly 2.4 million people living below the poverty line. The mission team will go to some of the poorest areas to deliver supplies to school children, medical supplies, and the gospel. Spaces are still available for the July through August trip. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Better Than Life book and CD, Stories of Today's Persecuted Believers, can be yours for a suggested donation to help us inform you of the plight of persecuted believers worldwide. To support MNN, call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.